islands, unsurprisingly spent much of their time on the water. They traveled in dugout canoes and took part in consistent raids of nearby civilizations. Successful exploits in battle were a primary part of a man's status within the people, and without a clear hierarchy, there was no sort of government within the Carib society. In the mainland, the Carib were similar, but most groups were not quite so aggressive. They mostly lived south of the Amazon River, and some sources claim they practiced cannibalism. This would explain the origin of the word cannibal into the English language. While the Carib were widespread, they did not exhibit any sort of central government. Each group seemed to operate independently and, in fact, often fought with one another. Arawak Amerindian. The Arawak people, while they lived in a similar region, were quite different than their Carib neighbors. The Arawak lived in villages of up to 3,000 people and focused their time primarily on agriculture. They were not warriors like the Carib and, as a result, were driven out of their ancestral homes in the Lesser Antilles soon before the Spanish arrived. They were a greatly spiritual people, focusing on a hierarchy of nature spirits and ancestors that echoed their hierarchy of chiefs in their theocracy. Opposite of the Carib, the social organization amongst the Arawak was extremely complex for an early culture. In addition to the Greater and Lesser Antilles, where they originated, the Arawak people spread across areas in the north and west of the Amazon basin and even reached the shadows of the Andes Mountains. Those who left the islands had less social organization and hierarchy than their northern compatriots, but still focused primarily on agriculture. Spain's arrival. Like all South American people, the Carib and Arawak's way of life would be irrevocably changed by the Spanish conquistadors. The people in present-day Venezuela, however, would be among the first to be affected. Christopher Columbus set foot in modern-day Venezuela in 1498 in his third voyage to the New World. Shortly thereafter, Alonso de Ojeda and Amerigo Vespucci conducted explorations of the country with a wave of Spanish behind them. The land soon was named Venezuela because of the stilt houses on lakes that reminded explorers of Venice. Venezuela translates to Little Venice in Spanish. After Columbus landed in Venezuela, it took the Spanish about half a decade to found the land's first European cities. Valencia was the first, founded in 1555 in the Central Valley, surrounded by the coastal mountain range. Soon after, in 1567, the Spanish founded Santiago de León de Caracas, the present-day capital of Venezuela, along the Guare River and the Caracas Valley. Both cities played a central part in the Spanish colonial economy, connecting Spanish sailing into the Caribbean to the whole of South America beyond Venezuela's borders. Those borders, however, operated quite differently than they do today. Instead of one country, colonial Venezuela operated more as five autonomous provinces: Caracas, Cumaná, Mérida de Maracaibo, Barinas, and Guyana. This autonomy was unique amongst South American colonies and led to interesting developments in Venezuelan culture. Colonial economics. Additionally, following the precedent of the Arawak people, agriculture, specifically cocoa, became the central economic activity in the colony. This allowed Caracas to grow quickly as its location made it the center of agricultural trade in the country. The inhabitants of the colony also grew wheat and tobacco and produced leather. None of these, unfortunately, were of much interest to the Spanish crown. The crown's quest was for gold, silver, and other precious metals to fund the famous Spanish Armada and a wide variety of foreign wars. Venezuela, while a Spanish colony, made the bulk of its early money from other European countries, most notably Britain, France, and the Netherlands, despite frustration from the Spanish crown. As the cocoa market grew in the 17th century, so did Venezuela. Spaniards flocked to the country, attracted by the growing possibility of making a fortune off the bean. This also led to a plantation culture reminiscent of the southern United States.